We're doing Tilim Perek Tzadi Dalid, the 94th chapter. El Nekamot Adonai, El Nekamot Hofiyam. David HaMelech says, Hashem, who is the one in charge of Nekamot, the one who is in charge of payback, please reveal your payback. Take revenge. Avenge. Hinase shofet haaret hashev gemul al geim. David HaMelech says, Hashem, uplift yourself. You should be raised and pay back, give back the gemul, the payback, to those that are proud. So David HaMelech asks Hashem to reveal the fact that he is above everything else and put down all those that are proud and put themselves up wrongfully. Ad matai rishaim Adonai, ad matai rishaim yalozu. So no, that the tipcha, so to speak, is on at the end of the word, so it's supportive. There's no pause between matai rishaim. Ad matai rishaim Adonai, ad matai rishaim ya'lozu. David HaMelech asks, till when, Hashem? Till when will the wicked be in a situation of shalva, in a situation of peace? Till when will you give them this capacity to be happy and take it easy? Yabiu yedaberu atak yitameru kol poalei avin. They speak, they curse, they speak things that are attack. Attack means things of power. They give themselves greatness, even though they have no right to it. They take pride when they have no right for pride. Yitameru is like yitgadlu. They make themselves great, even though they're liars. Amecha Adonai yedakeuhu v'nachalatecha ye'anu. And your nation, Hashem, your nation they depress. Your nation they break down, they afflict. Almana v'gel yahrogu v'tomim yirateichu. They murder the almana, they murder the widow, they murder the ger, and they murder the orphan. They take all the people who are at the bottom rung of society and they destroy them. Vayomeru lo yir'e yah velo yavin Elohei Yaakov. And they say, don't worry, God doesn't see, God doesn't understand, the God of Jacob. So David HaMelech is going to answer them now. They say God isn't looking, and God doesn't knock him down with thunder. So that's why, with lightning, that's why David HaMelech said, Hashem who takes revenge should appear. That was the concept of the Mizmo. Hashem, you know, people are taking advantage of the fact that you don't take action in the world overtly. So they say God's not looking, and they do what they want. They take pride, they give themselves greatness, they use their power wrongfully, they hurt the people who are at the bottom of society, and they say, ah, God's not looking, he doesn't know. Binu bo'arim ba'am uchsilim matay taskilu. So David HaMelech says, you fools of the nation, take note, understand, and you fools, but when will you learn? Hanota ozen halo yishmaha im yotzer ayin halo yabit. The one, Hashem is the one who implanted the ear. Hanota ozen. If he implanted the ears in humans, halo yishma, he himself cannot hear. Im yotzer ayin, if Hashem fashioned the eye, halo yabit, he himself doesn't look. You think he can't see, he can't hear, when he himself created our ears and our eyes? Hayoseo goyim halo yochiach hamlamed adam da'at. Is it possible that the one who gave his nation the Torah, and when they sin, so Hashem chastises them. Hashem, who's taught mankind how to live his life, Amlamed Adam Dat, he taught him the Torah, he taught him the way to live. Do you think he won't rebuke? Adonai Yodea Machshevot Adam Ki Heima Havel. Hashem knows mankind's thought. Hashem knows what they are thinking, what we are thinking. They think they'll take pride. Ultimately, David HaMelech says all of them, all of their wisdom is Havel. It just passes. Ashrei HaGever Asher Tiyaserenu Ya Umitoratecha Telamedenu. Praised is the man who Hashem afflicts him and teaches him his Torah. The Targum over here says, yeah? Oh yeah, Tiyasrenu is Yisurim. Torah is only acquired with Yisurim. If someone thinks they could enter Machon Meir and learn Torah because it's convenient, because it works for them, no, no such thing. Torah is one of the three gifts that are only acquired with Yisurim. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, V'olam Haba. Three things. The best things in life. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, what? No. They're only acquired with Yisurim. So, Ashrei HaGever, praise to the Tzadikim, who are afflicted by these people and maintain their Torah and mitzvos. Meaning, these people, on the one hand, David HaMelech is saying, you guys are wrong. You guys are wicked, and God will pay you back. What about the people who you do manage to afflict? What about the righteous who get hurt? David HaMelech says that's their praise. They're living up to life's challenges and maintaining the Torah and mitzvot, even though they have Yisurim. So don't think that there's something wrong with them. No, that's their praise. Dunash ben Labrat and Menachem ben Saruk were two Rishonim who preceded Rashi, and they were grammaticians. They learned grammar and they wrote famous works trying to figure out the Hebrew grammar. And at one point, if I'm not mistaken, it was, I don't remember if it was Menachem or Dunash, one of them had been hired by a wealthy individual to compose a work, and then that wealthy individual on Shabbos sent his ruffians, and they came into this person's house, bullies. They came on Shabbos, and I don't remember. I don't remember if it was Menachem ben Saruk or Dunash ben Labrat. One of the two. I have the story written at home in the introduction to their works. I just have one thick volume that includes both of their works. I don't remember which introduction it was that records this, that on Shabbos, this man who had been hiring him to write works for him, people had constantly told him that the rabbi has been saying bad things about you, doing bad things about you, and so he sent his men on Shabbos. They came in, they destroyed his house, they burnt it to the floor, they pulled out his hair, they literally destroyed everything he owned monetarily. So he wrote a letter to this philanthropist and he said, I don't understand. So people said bad things about me, but haven't you seen in everything I've done I've been loyal to you? Why do you believe when people said I did bad things? I didn't do anything bad to you. Even though you came to me, I was in the middle of a bunch of works. You told me your mother passed away. You asked me to write a eulogy. I stopped everything I did. I wrote the eulogy for you. I did everything I could to be a faithful servant to you. What'd you do this to me for? So the philanthropist writes him a letter and he says, look, maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong. If you really were unfair to me, so I paid you back for what you did me wrong. And if really you were fair to me and you didn't do me any harm, so what I did to you only brought you closer to Olam Haba, you'll have more merit in the world to come. So the commentator over there, I think it's Buber maybe, he says, look at that. Any villain could use that excuse. So what if I destroyed your house? So what if I pulled out your hair? I only brought you closer to Olam Haba. So that's a terrible thing for a person to say. He hurt someone else and he says, well, if you didn't deserve it, then I just gave you more Olam Haba. How could you say such a thing? David HaMelech over here is drawing a fine balance. He's saying, on the one hand, Hashem is going to take revenge. There's no excuse for what you people are doing. On the other hand, the people who are suffering at your hands, don't think that God just let them suffer. Ashrei Yagevel, praised are these people, Asher Tiasrenu Ka, Hashem, the affliction is from you. If you didn't let them be afflicted, they wouldn't be afflicted. Obviously, Hashem, you let this happen, and there's a reason that you ultimately are going to make it better for them. They needed to go through this. And Umitoatchat Lamdenu. So that doesn't take any blame away from those who are evil, but it does give perspective to those who are suffering at their hands. If you're stuck online, if you're stuck with a stupid clerk, if you're stuck with someone who says, no, I'm sorry, the form says not this way, I can't help you. You know, sometimes you get someone who, come on, I don't understand, look, just use your head. Obviously, everything's okay. And they say, no, I'm sorry, you know, sometimes you get stuck by this clerk. But the flight is going to leave. Yeah, but the rules say you got to have one more form here, I'm sorry, but I'm going to miss my plane. And you see, they agreed, call them, talk to them, I'm sorry, I can't do that. You know, sometimes you get stuck with people like that. We always have to remember, they're wrong and that's between them and Hashem. But if I'm stuck here, then Hashem put me here to be stuck. The perspective has to be, they wouldn't be able to do this to me if not for the fact that Hashem wants me to go through this right now. Between them and their Creator is their issue. It's not my issue. But when I'm stuck here, I have to remember that Hashem wanted me to be stuck here. Chazal say, even the one who's head of the garden patch, there are a bunch of gardeners, there's one guy who's in charge of all the gardeners. That is decided by Hashem. Every position of where one person has authority over other people is something that's decided in heaven. No one is given authority over someone else unless it's been so decided in Shemayim. Now Chazal say, from here we derive this concept that Torah is niknet b'yisurin. That's from here. Asher ha-gever asher tiyasrenu ka. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Le'ashkit lo mimehira ad yikare larasha shachat. Why is he given these afflictions? Lashkit lo, to make it quiet from him, for him. Mimera, the days that could otherwise be bad, the days of Geinom. Geinom is called Ra. The pasuk says the Gam Rasha leYom Ra. Ra is a reference to Geinom. So the days of Ra are the days of Geinom. Hashem, David HaMelech is saying, Hashem makes it that a person has to undergo certain suffering here, so that ultimately he won't have to undergo worse suffering. And that at that time, Ad Yikare LaRasha Shachat. Then Hashem opens up perdition for the wicked. Ki lo yitosh Adonai amo venachalato lo yazov. Because really, Hashem never leaves His nation. He never leaves His territory in this planet, which is the land of Israel. This is a very important point. We see it all the time in Tanakh. There's Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael seems to be personified in Tanakh. Just like lo yitosh Hashem amo, nachalato lo yazov. Hashem doesn't leave Eretz Yisrael either. Ki ad tzedek yashuv mishpat ve'acharav kol yishrei lev. David HaMelech says, ultimately, the afflictions that a person has is until they reach a point of tzedek. Ki ad tzedek, to the point that they are made into tzedekim. Ve'acharav ki ad tzedek yeshuv mishpat ve'acharav kol yishrei lev. And afterwards, the Yishrei Lev can gather to accept their sachar. What does the word mishpat mean? So Rashi tells us in the beginning of Iyov, mishpat could also mean punishment. Mishpat could mean justice. There are three meanings to the word mishpat. So the mishpat, the punishment the person goes through, is till he reaches a point of tzedek. That's why sometimes people say, you know, if you're having a tough time, so stop and do tshuva. The earlier you do tshuva, the less things will have to get bad. Hashem always brings a person to a point where he becomes a bitter person. The question is, how far does Hashem have to take it before a person gets the message? Like Tzaras. first Hashem starts something external, his home. Then something closer, his garment. Then finally, something even closer, his own health. Avimelech, he sinned. So first his cattle died. Then his finances, his fields. Then his home, then his children. Then himself, then his children. Each one, Hashem went one step closer, one step closer. Hashem keeps getting closer. And the point is, get the message before it hits home. So David HaMelech says, Ki atzedek yashuv mishpat. The punishment is only till a person reaches tzedek. A person has to try and make himself a better person before it gets even worse. And after that, kol yishrelev, those that are straight-hearted, can gather to get their sacha. Miyakum li im mireyim miyit yatzev li im poalei aven. David HaMelech says, who is going to stand up against all those that want to harm us? Miyakumli, who's going to stand up for me to fight off im mireim with those that want to harm me? From the word ra. Miyit yatzev, who's going to stand up to fight im poalei aven with those liars that try to harm me? Lulei Adonai ezrat ali kimat shachena duma nafshi. If not for the fact that Hashem's helping me out in a jiffy, swiftly, my soul would be silenced, meaning death. Duma is the angel of death. You guys know that. Duma is the angel that in heavens he announces who's about to die. He's not the angel of death, but he's the angel that announces who's coming. Every time someone's about to die, he makes an announcement. So-and-so is coming. Make room. Duma. So he says, if not for Hashem that was standing up for me in a jiffy, in a second, kim'at, in a short amount of time, shachana duma nafshi, my soul would lie in silence. My soul would lie with duma. Ima ma'oti mata ragli hastecha Adonai yis'adeini. If I say, you know, my foot's gonna slip, my foot's gonna fall, I am supported by your kindness, Hashem. Berov sarapai bekirbi tanchumecha yesha'ashu nafshi. David HaMelech says, when I have so many thoughts within me, berov sarapai, sarapai are my thoughts. When I have many thoughts within me, I'm not sure which way to go. Tanchumecha, it is your comfort, yesha'ashu nafshi, that, so to speak, keep my soul occupied. A person, if he stops and thinks about life, could be very upset and depressed. When he reads the words of the Prophet, he sits and opens a tehillim. Tanchumecha, Hashem's comfort, it's individual, it's teaching every one of us that the Navi is talking, yesha'ashu nafshi. That's what can take a person out of his misery, out of his emotional state. Every one of us, if we just stop and think about life, can be very, very depressed. We could be very, very happy, but we could also be very, very depressed. Everyone has their challenges. Everyone has their issues that they could say, gee, why? Didn't have to look this way. David HaMelech says, Tanchumecha, your comfort, yesha'ashu nafshi. Hay chovrecha, kisei havot, yotzer amal aleichok. David HaMelech says, is it possible that they will connect with you, they will compare themselves to you, kisei havot, those that make themselves idols, that are just passing, that are fools, the chairs that they have are chairs that break. Yotzer amal, he who creates things that are fools, things that are really passing, alei chok, and they create those things as though that's going to be their statute. You talk to a person and you ask him, why do you do this? He says, that's the way we live. That's life. That's the way we do things here. Wait a second, what do you mean that's the way you do things here? So we come to Israel and we find the pagans and they burn their kids alive. And we ask them, why do you do that? That's the rule, that's the law. Chok is very easily the way in which a person becomes very, very cruel. The way, how did the Nazis get their way? Everyone was accustomed to following orders. These are the orders, this is the law, this is what must be done. So sometimes a person is yotzer amal. He creates things that are crooked, things that are passing, things that are fools. Alei chok, as his laws, as his way of life. And once a person has a formula, so that's what I do. Come on, that's life. It's all a question of rules. Yagodu al nefesh tzadik vedam naki yalshiyu. David HaMelech says they gather over the soul of the righteous to kill him, and when they have courts, so they use the courts to spill blood that is clean, a person who's really done nothing wrong. Vayhi Adonai li lemisgav veLohai letzumachsi. David HaMelech says, and Hashem, He's the one I lean on. My God, He is the rock who I rely on. He is the rock I take coverage under. Vayashev aleihem et onam uvraatam yatzmitem yatzmitem. Adonai Eloheinu. David HaMelech says Hashem gives them back their lies in their shame, in their evil ways. Hashem cuts them down. Hashem, our God, cuts them down. Now let's remember that this chapter, if it's David HaMelech, so David's talking about all the people Hashem takes revenge on his behalf, on the Jewish people's behalf, the people who unfairly killed the poor, the gerim, the orphans, the widows, and they think God's not looking. Ultimately, God will take them to task. Hashem is the one who created the eyes and the ears. He knows to see. He knows to listen. Hashem, if He has a person suffer in this world, a person who's righteous, it's only to help him so that things work out better in the future, so he'll have to suffer less. And David HaMelech says, the truth is, I wouldn't be able to stand up to all the people who try to harm me if not for the fact that Hashem is helping me. To stand up to myself, my own depressing thoughts, it's Hashem's comfort that helps me overcome them. Who could compare to you, Hashem? These nations that make these false laws, they plot to kill the righteous, they use their courts to spill clean blood. The only protector is you, Hashem. You are my rock who I take coverage in. And I know that ultimately you'll pay them back and cut them down. That's the whole chapter in a nutshell. Now, this chapter, might be Moshe Rabbeinu. Very good, Meir. If you recall, when we started Tefillah LeMoshe, so Rashi quoted an opinion that said that the next few chapters, Rashi said the next 10 chapters, from Tefillah LeMoshe till... from Tefillah LeMoshe, Perek Tzadi, 11 chapters. Till LeDavid Mizmor is all Moshe Rabbeinu. So then we have to think, who's Moshe talking about? If Moshe Rabbeinu is talking in the time that he's in the desert, so who's taking him to court? You could say he's talking about the Jewish people in the future. Or possibly, I'm hypothesizing, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu is talking in the time that he and the Jewish people suffered at the hands of the Egyptian courts that would judge them unfairly, that would try to kill them unfairly. Here, what did he do? Why did he have to run out to Midian territory? Because an Egyptian was trying to kill a Jew after he slept with that Jew's wife. The Jew comes home and catches the Egyptian after what he did. So what does the Egyptian do? He tries to beat him to death. Moshe enters the picture and kills the Egyptian. He doesn't let him kill the Jew. And then Moshe is supposed to be executed. For doing what? For saving a person's life. They want to execute him. So it could be Moshe Rabbeinu's talking about what's happening in Egypt. Maybe.